view of if this is supposed to be how we are loving our neighbour, knowing this is how God loves us, then what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? So we're going to do that. Part of loving ourselves is accepting that we will all do this differently. And that's fine, because we're all different. So these ways of interaction are going to be different for everybody. They're going to be different with the person that you're interacting with as well, with circumstances, whatever. So there aren't any right answers really, but I'd like you to look at these things. I'm going to hand out some handouts. And get into groups, two, three, four, whatever you like. And just have a chat about it. Just have a chat about how you feel this relates to you, to your circumstances, to the people that you know, your family, your work, mates, whatever. Okay. Here we are. Hello. But it's nice to see everyone like that. We've caught with, a few thoughts on all that, actually, and you probably all have. I don't think anybody wants to share anything that they particularly came out of their discussions. Don't worry if you don't. We were thinking about not remembering the list of things that are wrong, and the kind of balance if somebody genuinely just keeps doing something wrong, and you've got to kind of protect yourself slightly if it's harmful. But it's having that security in yourself to be able to keep loving, but at the same time knowing that if God loves you and you can be strong and you are protected and you are secure and all that, and kind of not holding yourself away, not separating yourself from it, but there's just that balance, isn't there, in that kind of loving everybody, but not, there's a bit of wisdom in there, I suppose. I don't know how you all feel about that, but that was one of the points that we came up with. Anybody else?
We're talking a bit along similar lines that, you know, a lot of these things in the world's view would make you sort of very naive, you know, too trusting, you know, opening yourself to be taken advantage of or hurt. Whereas actually, you can end up sort of caught between, the sort of our culture's view of how we should act in all of these things and God's view. And sort of wanting to fully live in God's view, but having the awareness of, you know, what's around us and what other people would say, and sort of sometimes being stuck between two,
the two cultures,
sort of two world views almost, and
that's a kind of similar sort of. I think that's what you get when you come out of reading this kind of thing, isn't it?
One thing that occurred to me was taking away from the person and looking around the journey. If I look down this list, I can think of examples as I look around the room of when you all sharing that love to me or to each other. I think sometimes we don't see that anymore, then we don't acknowledge that actually this is somebody, you know, being a positive thing to take for granted. So, thank you.
I found that the thinks no evil and the notes that say that it doesn't take an inventory, keep a mental list of bad points. And that's kind of the one that you've been talking about in others, and there is that sort of a tension with like being wise and protecting certain people and perhaps yourself within that. So there's also, on the other end, if I'm the person that is always doing that thing and people allow me the grace to say, yeah, you've done this lots of times, but actually, like, we trust that you are able to change within that, and giving you the opportunity and the capacity to be changed and be transformed, and not to always assume that you're going to be always doing that thing or always be that way.
That's
a really powerful thing.
I think in our group, I was
yeah, we were kind of mentioning a similar idea that I think that the prerequisite though is that probably within that there probably has to be a desire on the party that is doing the thing wrong to want to change, I guess, to acknowledge what they're doing and I guess actively try and change, I guess. Yeah, I think there's something that exists there where I guess our role, you know, our role fulfilling this thing is having the grace to believe that they could change in the future without necessarily, I mean, obviously, you know, should still be wise and careful, I think, but...
This is kind of it in its purest form, isn't it? Without the kind of wisdom application part, I suppose. That's how the way I would see it.
But yeah, I think someone who's, I guess, a serial offender of something or other, who has no desire to change at all, I mean, it's probably quite sensible to expect that they might continue to do that unless they choose to change, I guess.
Yeah.
We're having a similar debate, I suppose. Yeah. You know, what point is too much? You know?
Yeah.
Or is there a point that's too much? You know, is that what Jesus is asking here? Yeah. Like Peter, that's where the wisdom comes in.
Forgiving people, 77.
Yeah, it's really about endurance and kind of how much you endure before you become a doormat, or if you're if it's loving and receiving, whether you're enduring, the other person isn't enduring, and whether that makes sense to cease the endurance, I guess.
Yeah.
And various points Jesus doesn't endure it, whereas other points he kind of very much does.
I think again, and as well, I mean, I said not about community, I said we've been talking about one-on-one, but if you are enduring something and you're in a community like this, then hopefully other people are helping you as well by showing you love. And that's, you know, that helps you endure stuff.
Well, I think talking about wisdom, then you're also talking about truth there.
Yeah.
I was thinking that there's always that balance, isn't it, that you can't let something endure for all you can't deny the truth of what damage that you're doing or whatever.
Well, yeah, the authenticity, the truth, and rejoicing in that, always looking for that, is the opposite.
Because Jesus brought truth, didn't he, to situations which weren't comfortable for people.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, I suppose the first one God kind of came across this was that, well, this is love and God is love, so this is a description of God. And obviously God is a very secure person. God's not bothered about he doesn't even have to be wise about how far he lets people go, you know? And there is a huge comfort in that really, because what you were saying, Pete, about the huge encouragement when people, even if you keep doing something wrong, the huge encouragement that there's somebody there that actually still believes that you can get it right. And there is. And it's our Father in heaven, which is quite a good thought, really. Just my last thoughts on this were, when we did it in the groups, that one of the things that came out was that love comes from a secure place. And one who knows that God loves them. In 1 John 4 it says there's no fear in love. Perfect love. Although I think mature is a better word, actually, than perfect then. Cast out fear. So all the negatives, the jealousy, the arrogance, the bragging, the rudeness, they all come from a place of insecurity, of fear. And having patience and kindness is important. Believing in love and not giving up hope in them. When you think about it, from your own point of view, that is incredibly powerful. Looking back in your own life, you probably have people who have confidence in you. I had a teacher, Mrs. Kay, bless her. I didn't get on well at school, let's put it that way. I wasn't the most popular child in school, especially with my teachers. And one of them, quite a lot of them were, didn't have great relationships with, but this one lady, Mrs. Kay, she was my form mistress in year 7, and she was a geography teacher. And then I didn't have her again. GCSE, I didn't have her at all. But she was always nice. She was always just nice to me. She just treated me well, you know. like a human being, which was unusual. And and I remember just before the GCSE, geography GCSE, and geography wasn't one of my main subjects or anything, but I always enjoyed it. And she came up to me and she said, "I want you to get a good mark, Pen." And she said, "I want you to do well in this." She said, "I know you can." And she was really encouraging, and I was like, "Oh, all right then." I might do a bit of revision in that case. And I did, and I got an all right mark in it, which was brilliant, you know. And I always remember her because she was kind and she was encouraging and she did believe in me, which at the time didn't seem like a lot of people did. But none of this kind looks for and responds to the good in people, I think. I think that's that was the message that I got out of it. That she, like she did with me, but it's like looking for whatever, when you look at somebody, it's looking for the good bit in them. And reflecting that back to them as well. So they can see it for themselves, so that communicates hope and belief, and it shows them the best they are and the best they can be. I've had people talk to me about how they don't like Christianity because it's all about telling you you're a sinner and you're going to hell. And it's just a travesty, it's the complete opposite, obviously, of what it should be. Thankfully, the journey's not like that. But in the passage in 1 John 4, it goes on to say that perfect, mature love casts out fear because fear is about punishment. And the one who fears cannot mature or grow into love. And that's absolutely true. If you're frightened of being punished, that's not a way of growing into a loving relationship, is it? So, it's a full circle. As we grow in our understanding of God, using our heart as well as mind and strength, we will grow in our understanding of love. We're in process. We've hopefully become more secure in our understanding of how God loves us, and so be more confident relating to people we meet and showing them patience, kindness and all the rest, looking for the good in people and encouraging them. People are different. I mean, there's introverts, extroverts, everybody's different. Some people seem to be naturally good at it. That's not me. But at least I can see what I'm aiming for. I think, for me, it's not about saving people. It's about appreciating them. And I can manage that. And I think in our own ways, we can all manage that. Mm-hmm. So.